we do this thing on a Wednesday every second week where we do the window seat. We travel.
Oh,
shit. So we're going to go traveling now. So you want to hear about this? All right. Let's pay attention now, Mark.
Okay.
This is very important. So we've got someone called Tom, who's the operations manager at Wild Horizons in Cape Town. Mm-hmm. So this is what they do. You know, they do the helicopter things that you can go abseiling, you can go to the waterfront, you can go shark cage diving.
Shit. Wait.
You heard of these, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. So let's take a look, because here is Thomas to talk to us. Hey, Thomas, how are you?
Hi, good on yourself.
Nice to see you, man. Mo says he thinks he knows what we're talking about here, but I've actually seen some of your activities that you guys do, and it's phenomenal. I've also been to the Wild Horizons at Victoria Falls, which is also amazing. But in Cape Town, you guys have got some tremendous stuff here. And by the way, Mo, just so that you and everybody else knows, you have been involved in mountain guiding. You're a paramedic, an adventure tourism specialist.
Shit.
You also focus on high-risk activities, which I think a lot of people absolutely love. And your goal is to deliver thrilling and unforgettable experiences while maintaining a strong emphasis on safety. So let's go straight to the...
What are you, Bear Grylls?
Yeah, he's like...
Blood.
He is like Bear Grylls. So let's go straight to the three Wild Horizons Cape Town adventures, and you can tell us about some of these high-risk activities.
Cool. So I'll start off with the most fun, in my opinion, is Cape Town Abseil.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. It is a commercial rappelling business down a cliff face on Table Mountain, the iconic Table Mountain.
Yeah.
And you rappel down 112 meters down a cliff face. So thrill seeking, fantastic views of the Camps Bay area as you go down the cliff face.
Give us the demographics of the people that go down that cliff. Really, really. Really, I know it's 20%, 20% black, 80% Caucasian. Really. Because I'm not doing that shit, my guy. You know, I can't. Really, really. Off a cliff.
It is pretty scary, though, huh? I mean, 100 meters, 100 and how many meters?
It's 112 meters, but the exposure looks worse because we're starting at about 1,065 meters. So it looks a lot worse than that.
He's not making it better for me.
Start off, but it's extremely fun. It's a three-tier abseil. So you start off the cliff face, a little rock step, another cliff face, and then there's a 50-meter section where there's no rock at all. All right,
so the demographic I'm interested in is how many women want to do this?
Yeah.
So you'll be actually surprised. We have actually more women clients than men. Win. And also, most of the women are over the age of 40.
No ways. You got old bags going down there and rappelling off the cliff face.
Women are brave now. They don't care. Yes,
they don't care anymore.
Fuck you, men. We can do it. Throw me off the cliff, Gareth.
All right. So, I mean, that's pretty wild. I love this. And, of course, your view from up there must be extraordinary, right? Get to see everything.
Yes, it's spectacular. So you look over the ocean. You can see Robben Island on the distance, Lion's Head, and then the 12 Apostles on your right hand side. So it's a spectacular view. You can't beat it. Honestly, you can't beat it. And it's on that iconic seventh wonder of the world.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's Table Mountain. Everybody knows it. Very few people, I think, have gone up and down it this way. So that's pretty exciting. How do you get up there to start this?
So you would have to, obviously, you got two options. Either you can hike up. Yeah. So that's the more adventurous option. Mm-hmm. Always would recommend that. Or you could take the cable car to the top.
Okay.
I'll definitely hike up the top, bro. I think that's a much more fun experience.
Okay. Well, I'll take the cable car because I'll be so tired by the top there. I wouldn't want to come down.
No, and I'm a Sangoma as well. So I might come across some hebs.
No, you are. Know? People don't know this about Tall Ass. He's also a Sangoma.
Yes.
Okay. But Thomas, now let's just talk about this because kids... And I do want to move on to the other ones as well. But my nephews are 8 and 10, and they go to these wall climbing things.
Oh, yeah.
These rock climbing things. They know how to do this.
Popular now,
they know how to do this rappelling thing. And I think they would be better than me at this stuff. Is there a lowest age limit for people doing this?
So we don't have a low age limit. It's basically based on your size. So if you can fit correctly into our smallest harness, you could do the activity. Basically, normally we say it's around about 40 kilograms and above. That just allows us to obviously make sure you can definitely fit into our extra small harness. But if obviously your kid is small enough or you require like a really small harness, we can obviously bring that in, but that's only on special request.
What about the fat ones?
Gary, what the hell?
Our harness or harness braking strength is actually 2.5 tons. So it'll be able to take, basically, if you can fit into the harness, we'll send you down.
I win.
My fat level.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's you know what, gentle brother? I don't know if you also do the helicopter rides and stuff, right? Yeah.
Well, then we've got other things. Like, for example, you got that boat, don't you?
Yeah, so we have a sailing boat at Waterfront Adventures. So that is skippered by a guy called Lucky. It's a schooner, a gaff rig schooner. That boat's been in the waterfront since the waterfront basically started. A proper sailing boat. And then we have Escape Cat, which is our luxurious catamaran.
What is that? Wait. Slow down, gentle Caucasian. Catamarize.
Catamaran. Yeah, it's a kind
it
of
sounds
boat.
Like a fruit, like a very expensive fruit. Catamaran. Fruit.
No, it's a very expensive boat. It's like a very yacht. Nice boat. Yeah, it's that. That's the luxury way of going.
Is that is the catamaran boat the one with like three sections? Like it's got the middle section, then it's got
two hulls, right?
Yes, so it's got two hulls. Obviously, the center cockpit area. Then you have the trampoline, which is where you know all the women like to go and get their Instagram pictures.
Yes.
As the sunset, you know, sets, and you have Table Mountain in the background with a nice glass of champagne in your hand.
I win
the
match.
Music's blaring and everyone's partying. It's a fantastic boat.
That sounds good. Okay, but the one that Tolas and I are probably the least likely to do is the shark adventure.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Okay, so this is, and my brother went and did this once and he loved it. So apparently you guys can put us in a shark cage and you can actually go and be right up close to the sharks. Is that right?
Yes. So we have Cape Shark Adventures. It's all the way out in Hans Bay. It's about a 3-hour drive from Cape Town. Basically you get driven on the boat to a marine protected area. They put a cage into the water and then you get to basically, I don't want to say swim, but float around in the water while observing obviously the sharks swimming past you. It's a fantastic experience. Okay. You can see anything from great whites to bronze whalers to
Where are we when these things are swimming past us? Where are we? Are we inside the cage?
Yeah.
You said we're floating, so I'm shocked here. Are we floating inside the cage?
Yes. So in the cage, you're protected on all four sides. And then you have a wetsuit, goggles, and you get to obviously put your head under the water and actually watch the shark swim past, looking at you.
Wait. So now, look, now I come from the township. When I call an animal, when you want it to go away, it's footek. Now you are in the ocean. The shark is coming. You can't say footek. You can't call the bloody fucking. So what are you using to attract these sharks?
So we use a byproduct of the salmon industry. So basically it's all the offcuts that would normally just go to this the scrap or the scrap yard. And then we throw it into the water just enough
meat,
to create like a semi trail. And then the shark's inquisitive and they come looking around. No, so they come swim past to see what's the scent and then they go away. Yeah.
Yo, Bangan, yo.
No, definitely. Please, can I have middle center? I'm definitely not going into. Is that a great white, bruh?
Yes, that looks like a great white.
Yo.
So tell me something, dude. Gareth and I earlier on were talking about prehistoric animals and scientists bringing back woolly mammoths and T Rexes and stuff. Do you think that the it was called the Megalodon? What do you call it?
Megalodon. Yeah.
Megalodon. That one on that movie with the
that's a scary ass shark.
Yes, does that thing exist, bro? Do you get sharks like that? Be serious, my brother. Please.
What's the biggest one you've seen?
I've seen a 4.5 meter, but it was a bronze whaler. So it's a nice big shark. They're a bit more docile than obviously a great white, but shark's a shark. And when you're in the water, it's a shark's a shark.
It's a shark, Shim.
It's still beautiful. It's beautiful to see in the water, but also scary.
It is. It's very scary.
Yeah, it is.
That's the one I'm least likely to do. Okay, I like the ab sailing. I like the waterfront adventures, but you can count Mo and I out of the Sharks.
Definitely so. But what we can say is all the best. Just keep those ears in that cage, my man. Because really, really, your ears, if they stick out that cage.
You know what? If anything sticks out of the cage, yeah, you got to be careful. Bro. Hand out slightly. Anything, it'll take you out. All right. Well, I love this. So,
me too, man.
If you want to find out more, you can go to travel.co.za. You can make your dream holiday a reality, and you can get hold of Thomas Vermaak and the rest of the team at Wild Horizons in Cape Town. I love this.
Travel.co.za.
Yeah. Thank you, dude. Thank you so much. This is great. What you guys are doing is making Cape Town a hell of a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
I'd love to put some politicians in that cage and then you just forget. If someone just forgets to lock the thing so that the shark can get
Let's
in.
Let's start with Blade Zimande first. Don't worry, we'll find a cage big enough for Gwedi as well. Please, make a plan. How can we forget you, Gwedi?
Oh, I love it. All right, Thomas, thank you so much.
Oh, man.
Thanks.
Awesome, man. Bye.